hello, or marhaban. That's one of the words I learned as I traveled to Marrakesh at the end of April with my boyfriend. Yeah, it was a fancy little travel that we did. One of the things that we were looking forward to doing was traveling to and going to the Medina, which is like an open-air market. It's like the U.S. version of a flea market. And when I was reading up on the Medina, one of the things they talked about was, do you get a guide or do you not? So if you get a guide, of course, they're going to know the ins and outs, where to go. You won't get lost. They'll show you where to eat. If you don't have a guide, you may eat something or drink something that'll get you sick. You may have to pay someone for directions out because in the Medina, they want your money. So armed with that information, my boyfriend and I decided, we're smart people. We won't need a guide. However, we get to the Medina, and as soon as we step out of the cab, we are approached by an elderly gentleman. Well, I shouldn't say elder, just older. And we found out his name is Mubarak. And Mubarak said, my brother, my sisters, you need me, okay? You're going to walk in there, you're going to eat something, you're going to get sick. You're going to drink something, you're going to get sick because you're not used to a Moroccan food. He said, and I want to make sure that you purchase authentic Moroccan wear, not anything, some junk from China. His words, not mine. So after going back and forth with my boyfriend, we decide, we'll go ahead. But I said to myself, well, this isn't free, so how much do you cost? He says, don't talk to me about money. You're poor. I thought, okay. And so he says, you're poor, but you're like me. You have a good heart. So I don't want to discuss your money, okay? So he says, whatever you want to give me, I don't care. I just want to make sure that you're okay. I want to take you to an antique shop so you can find some clothes. So we say, okay, lead the way. We get to the Medina, and there's so much going on in this Medina. It's so much to look at. It's so many sounds and sights and people. And I realized very quickly that Mubarak has what I call the Moroccan version of Angie's List. Because he's only taking us to the vendors that he knows that if we buy something, he's going to get a cut from. So we're going through, and I don't mind. I'm kind of hanging back because it's so much to take in. And in the Medina, if there are 1,000 vendors or shop owners, 500 of them are selling the exact same thing. And they know this. So as you're walking by, if you give them the slightest bit of eye contact, it's, come here, I will sell you this, come to me. So even as you're walking, they're racing behind you because they know I have this belt and 499 other people have the same belt. I want you to buy the belt from me. So we get through the first day with Mubarak because after 4 hours with him, that's what we spent. I was like, I'm kind of over it. Like, you know, I really just want to go back to the hotel and relax. And we agreed to meet Mubarak the next day because he's like, I didn't take you to the antique shop and I want to take you to the dress shop. And I go, okay, we'll meet you. We have to go to the gardens, and then we can shop. And the entire time we're in the gardens, he's like, antique shop, dressing, jewelry. I'm like, just show me the gardens, Mubarak. And as we make our way out of the gardens back into the Medina, and we start shopping again, the one thing that got on my nerves was the haggling process. Because I shop at Target, and Target tells me how much I'm going to pay for something. I can't tell Target I've got this shirt for $10. I'll give you $8.50 for it. Because the cashier's just going to take it and go, boop, $10.75, Ms. Campbell. So after that, after we'd been to 2 stores, and that's me, I can't go to the mall. I'm like a 2-store minimum, and I'm ready to go. I say to Mubarak, you know what? I think I'm pretty good on shopping. Like, let's go ahead and wrap this up. And he says, no, I want to take you to this antique shop. And as we're talking, I'm standing outside of a place that has jewelry because he wanted to take me to the antique shop for jewelry. And I said, well, there's a place right there that has jewelry. And Mubarak pops my hand. I clutch my pearls because I'm 45 years old. And I haven't been popped since I was like 4 or 5. So I say, you know what, Mubarak? Take us to the antique shop. So we get to the antique shop, and as we approach the door, we are greeted by another older gentleman. And as soon as I cross the threshold into his store, the theatrics begin. He grabs my hand, he pulls it close to his chest, and he says, you are so beautiful. And I go, damn it. This is not fake news. and I'm going to have to spend a lot of money in this man's shop. So he walks me into his shop, and his shop is just like the Medina. It has so much stuff everywhere. It's just things stacked on top of each other. And as I'm looking around, he comes to me again, and he takes my hand, and he pulls it to his chest again, and he says, I have decided that I'm going to call you Fatima. Now, this is huge, because the day before, they had already nicknamed my boyfriend Baba because he has a full beard. I didn't have an identity in Marrakesh. So he calls me Fatima, which means captivating in Arabic. She's the Prophet Muhammad's daughter, and I'm beautiful. Hello. So I keep shopping. Okay, well, looking around, because you don't really shop. You just look around, and they place your items to the side. And then he goes to my boyfriend, and he says, Baba, I like Fatima. I want her. I look back at my boyfriend. I go, okay. So he says, I'll give you 40,000 camel for her. Ladies, gentlemen, I am beautiful, I am captivating, and I'm worth 40,000 camel. Know your worth. Know your worth in camel, ladies. Know your worth. So my boyfriend says to him, he was like, oh, that's nice, but she's not for sale. And I go, damn it, your commitment to our relationship. Damn it. So after I'm downstairs, I said, well, I thought you had jewelry. So he takes me upstairs. And again, upstairs is like downstairs. There's stuff everywhere. There's so jewelry. There's bracelets and rings. But there's this one ring that sticks out to me out of all this beautiful chaos. And he says, well, I'm not surprised you picked this ring up because it had silver and gold. And he said that represents balance. And I had on a bracelet that had silver and gold on it. So I want this ring more than anything. I picked up a jewelry box of different sizes and a glass bottle. So I have three things at this point. So we get downstairs and it's time to start, you know, negotiating what I've picked. And he puts everything out. He gives us a Moroccan tea. And then he grabs my hand again and he says, you know what? Even if you don't buy anything today, you are still my sister. You are still my Fatima. Hand to the sky, meaning you must never part. I said, okay, take some pressure off me, because again, I don't like this haggling process. So he grabs his calculator, and he's plus, 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 equal. And he hands me the calculator, and it says $22,570. Now, the Moroccan dirham is about 10 to 1 U.S. dollars, so you simply just drop to zero. So it's really $2,200, but I'm not giving you $2,200 for four items. Are you kidding me? So I look at it, and I say, well, how much for the ring? Because I pushed everything to the side. He pushes it back and says, no, you pick these things out. You're going to buy them. So I said, all right, that's the game we're playing. So I said, okay, 1,000 dirham. He says, 1,000. He says, and again, if you don't buy anything, you're still my sister. I said, okay. But he says, 1,000 dirham? I said, yes. 100 U.S. dollars? I said, correct. Get out. And I'm thinking, what happened to the love fest? Get out. So I get up. My boyfriend is laughing at this point. As we're walking to the door, the shop owner steps in front of me at the door, and he says, wait, okay. So you want the ring? I said, yes, I want the ring. All right, I'll take 1,000 dirham for it. And I said, oh, no. I'll give you 400 dirham. This is basically a cocktail ring. I mean, it's a pretty ring, but it's a cocktail ring. And I don't even want to pay $40 for a ring. He says, $400? Get out. I was making my way to the door, and you stopped me. So we get out to the alleyway. He steps in front of me again, and he says, okay. Because in Morocco, there's a custom that if you are the first customer of the day, they have to make the sale. That determines what type of day they're going to have. If they make the sale, they make money. If they don't, they won't. This puts a lot of pressure on you, because like when I go to Target, where I shop, they don't care. They don't care if you're the first customer of the day. They don't care, because they know people are coming all day. So it's so much pressure on you. And so he's trying to make this sale, and he says, all right, give me 850 dirham, 850. And I say, no, 400. So then he says, you want to give me 400 for an antique ring when you spent 400 on a purse yesterday? So I stop and look at Mubarak and said, did you discuss my purchases with this man? Did you discuss my finances? said, oh, this is over. So as I go to walk past the shop owner, he grabs my hand. And for the second time, I am touched by a man that I don't know. He didn't even say please and thank you. So I snatch my hand back and I said, don't you ever put your hands on me. Do you understand? This sale is over. He says, get away. Get them away from my shop. Don't you ever bring them back here. I go, whatever. So at this point, Mubarak is done with me and Baba. And he was supposed to take us out to lunch. And as he's walking us back through the Medina, he stops and he goes, oh, I forgot. My wife called. I have to go home and fix something for her there. He said, but I'll take you to the beginning of the Medina, and then you may go on your way. Basically, get the hell out of my face. You've messed up my sales for the day. So if you happen to find yourself in Marrakesh and you run into Mubarak, I don't think it's a good idea that you tell him you know someone named Fatima. He may not take you on as a customer. So shukran jazilan, which means thank you very much. Thank you so much for listening to my story. Barakallah. God bless you.